Okay.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. I thank you for joining us here today for an important announcement about a recently uncovered threat to our democratic process and our regulatory system. I'm proud to be here today with one of the nation's leaders in this fight, FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel, who's been one of the strongest voices for internet freedom and the integrity of our administrative process in the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the internet is the public square of the 21st century. Unfortunately, the internet is also the crime scene of the 21st century. The rules surrounding how the internet is regulated or not regulated are enormously important for our families, our businesses, and to the proper functioning of our government agencies. The current debate in Washington over net neutrality is a vital one for the future of a free, fair, and open internet. And our laws give New Yorkers and all Americans the right to make their voices heard in that process. Federal regulatory proceedings can sound abstract and complex, but this is how rules that affect virtually every aspect of business and commerce, as well as the rights and obligations of all Americans, are determined. And the public's right to notice and the opportunity to be heard in the rulemaking process is a critical aspect of our democracy, addressed often by the United States Supreme Court. Unfortunately, as I made clear in an open letter to the Federal Communicator, as I made clear in an open letter to the Federal Communications Commission on November 21st, I have serious concerns about the integrity of the FCC's rulemaking process now underway in Washington. Federal law guarantees every American a voice in this process. But ladies and gentlemen, an investigation by my office has revealed that this process has been deeply corrupted. For 6 months now, attorneys in my office have been reviewing millions of public comments submitted to the FCC's website about net neutrality. What we have found so far is extremely disturbing. According to a study paid for by Broadband for America, which actually represents internet service providers, it's an industry organization, they even acknowledge that as many as 8 million fake comments may have been submitted to the FCC. These comments, like those submitted by Homer Simpson and computer-generated fake identities, are clearly false. We've also discovered that in addition to making up names, at least an additional 1 million comments indicate that they were submitted using real people's stolen identities. That includes as many as 50,000 people here in New York, real New Yorkers whose names and real addresses have been unwittingly used to submit phony comments. And we do think that once, if we could get the records from the FCC, these numbers probably are going to go up significantly. For months, to that end, we've been pleading with the FCC to help us with our investigation so that we can get to the bottom of what happened and determine who is responsible. The FCC chairman and his staff have responded by stonewalling. So last week, we decided to expand our investigation without the FCC's cooperation. Out the FCC's cooperation.
We'll be right back.